Yeah. Well, George, that was so nearly. So nearly.
Yeah, it was. Very proud of the way the boys fought that out.
Yeah. Two wickets down at the end. I mean, it literally was going to the last few balls. It was exciting to watch there at the end.
Yeah, it was. It was. I had my heart in my mouth a little bit when they started to get a bit of a partnership, I think three wickets down. But we'd seen all game, it was so difficult to score, and particularly as the ball got older, it became really difficult to score. It was hard to drive under light, so that we thought there was enough in our favour if we could put them under a little bit of pressure. And our bowlers have done a really good job all game.
Mm. 96 for 5 in your second innings, and you declare. That's a hell of a declaration, because they only need 161. I know it was 31 overs, but that's not a lot, is it?
No, it wasn't. Obviously not ideal. We've had to battle the weather a bit. But even last night we were starting to think about how, and I'm sure Somerset were as well, you know, how the game could progress, because the wicket was challenging enough that an outcome, regardless of the weather, was always going to be a possibility. We knew Somerset probably would be keen to chase a win, given the table, so we just sort of tried to weigh it up. We would have liked, as I'm sure they would have, we would have liked a few more runs and a few more overs and married the two up, but I thought both teams played a good game of cricket.
Mm. And they did go for it for a while, didn't they? A few down.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they did, yeah, to their credit. I mean, that's as you'd like to. I mean, both teams wanted to win the game of cricket.
I mean, are we seeing a pattern here? Because you guys, what, 211 for 9, and you declare? It wouldn't normally happen in a normal day, four-day game. Is this what day-night cricket's about, these declarations that come out of the blue?
Oh, I don't know, just trying to work it out as we go. I mean, yeah, the feedback from our batters coming off on that first night was that it was hard work under lights. Somerset's second new ball was nipping about and swinging about, and we thought we might as well try and utilise that rather than eke out a couple more runs or get through that night and then have Somerset bat in the best part of the next day, which ended up bucketing down anyway, so it was a bit null and void. But I think if we'd been 3 for 200, I don't think we would have declared. It was a matter of circumstance more than anything else.
Are you happy with the outcome anyway? Because at one stage it looked like you guys had your backs to the wall for a while.
Yeah, well, I'm very happy with the... I mean, a bit heartbreaking at the end when you only need two wickets and you feel like you're on top. But in terms of the manner of the way we played, that was really pleasing, because we had a chat, I think, morning of day 3. Is that right? Yesterday. Just about... I thought we just started really lethargically and with our energy, and we were just a bit off and just expecting the game to roll on. And we just had a chat as a group about wanting to drive games of cricket and enjoy our time in the field and, back our bowlers up and do all those sorts of things. And so part of that second innings was about starting that process and making sure that we drive the game and, you know, we try and win each game of cricket and actually start to get a bit of belief that you can win a lot of games from places you might not think you can.
Did it feel so different out there? Because we saw lots of different things happening that we wouldn't normally see in day games. Did it feel like that out there as well? And there was lots of things that were challenging maybe you as a captain?
It's different. The wicket was a bit different. The weather was a bit different. So, I mean, yeah, well, I don't know how much of it was due to one or the other. Everything was just a bit different, wasn't it, really? So, I thought both teams forced to adapt pretty quickly. Slips weren't particularly important, but your catches in front of the wicket seemed to be. You know, a lot of catches caught at mid-off and cover and mid-wicket in this game for a first-class game. So that was obviously a challenge. The ball didn't really swing too much, but both teams got it going reverse a little bit. I think they probably had more success with that than we did. You just had to try and think on your feet a little bit, and whatever was happening at that time. I think both teams found it a little harder to bat under lights.
Does day-night pink ball championship cricket have a future?
You're asking an Australian that. you can sort your cricket out in your country. I would have thought... And so, I mean, really, my opinion doesn't matter, does it? But I would have thought you're not going to play day-night tests in England. So you're only going to play... I think day-night test cricket has a future in other countries, but probably not here. So given that, is it that important for your English players to be good at it? And is it so different that they wouldn't be able to get enough exposure to it just playing a couple of tour games when they went to those countries that they were going to play the tests at? But and the flip side of that is people always complain when something's a bit new, and then I think it was the same in Australia. There's probably more complaints in year one, and you tend to get a bit more used to it. And the one thing I have said back home that I continue to repeat is I don't think the ball is the same quality as the red ball, and so I'd keep urging that whoever is involved with that to keep trying to get that as, you know, to be a better cricket ball. I think that would be make a big difference to how people feel about it.
Thanks, George. Thank you.
Where do you see the season now? It's a bit of a